And so, you know, with Camino being the threefold flame of creation, then I decided I better look up and see what the other islands are. And you had Malta itself was the energy of power, which is the masculine energy. And then you had Gozo, the energy of joy, which is, of course, the feminine. And then you had Camino, and that was the energy of wisdom. But as I said, it's also known as the island of the threefold flame of creation. And there is a pool on it, or a little harbor, and it's known as the Blue Lagoon.
Mm-hmm.
And if you swim in that, it is said that it brings back your forgotten memory.
Wow.
And it's also about bringing us the beauty of the now. And it really is. It is most magnificent. I have never seen blue water like it in my whole life.
Mm.
So, absolutely amazing. So, so we've been in all the three little islands that are there. We've been to Gozo, and we've been to Malta itself. And tomorrow we go to, or today we go to the Chapel of Mary Magdalene, because Mary Magdalene spent some time here. It is said she gave birth to twins here.
Yeah.
That's the local tradition, yeah. That when Joseph of Arimathea brought her here on her way from Egypt to here, or on her way to France, that they had to stop here at Malta, and that she gave birth to twins here in Malta.
Mm.
That's the tradition here in Malta.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So, one learns something new every day.
Fantastic. Know? Thanks for sharing.
Yeah. So, do we have anybody else? We do. They're staying very quiet. So, are you not going to tell us who you are? So, anyway, we will move along with our meditation, and of course we have it as the Festival of Humanity, which is the third major festival of the year, starting with the resurrection for Easter in Aries. And as you know, the full moon of Aries brings with it Easter, and Easter is always the first Sunday after the full moon. So the Aries full moon was early this year, so everything is much earlier. And so then we had, of course, we had Gemini, and now, of course, where we've been feeling all of the energies. And, of course, we had the six planets in retrograde. And so now we have only five, because one left on the 9th of May. And so the most powerful time was between the 28th of March and the 9th of May in the retrograde energies. And now we're in communication in Gemini and the Festival of Humanity. And the festival is reminding us that we are each a living temple. And for us to communicate that, not only with ourselves, because we're cosmic temples and we're moving temples, and as we visit ancient sites and as we do connect with the energy of the now, with the ancient wisdom, we lift ourselves to higher vibrations. And as we do that, we carry the flame within us, the flame of spirituality, the flame of the divine feminine, the golden flame. And it carries with it, of course, all of the energies of the Divine Mother of Love. So we're mobile temples, and as we embrace all of the new energies of the Aquarian age, and we become the builders of the new dawn, because we're not sitting in judgment on anything. We're basically observers. And so we allow those energies to flow through us, making us the temples. So the ancient temples awaken certain things within us, but we are the temples of the now. And so, as I say, visiting sacred sites take us to another level within that temple. But instead of, we can just sit at home now and be temples and send the energy out. And as we walk down to the grocery store or anything else, that energy is flowing from us. So it is always important for us to have the fire, the energy of the fire flowing within us. And at 2:45 today, or it would be yesterday now for us here, we did our full moon meditation on the Isle of Camino. And so we're on the threefold flame island, and we did a threefold flame, golden threefold flame meditation. So we had a very interesting experience with all of the threefold flames. So anyway, let us take a few breaths and take ourselves to that inner place of peace and joy, and find it within ourselves, that peace, as we breathe deep. And as we breathe deep, we ignite within ourselves the threefold golden flame, which is already anchored within each of us. And it is for us at times, any time that we feel like it, to just ignite that flame. If we're in a situation where we're upset or anything like that, we can just go to our heart and ignite that flame and let the energy of it flow through our body and flow out into the world. If we're in a supermarket, if we're any place, we can just ignite that flame and allow it. But it is always flowing through us. Once we have anchored it, it is always flowing through us. But we can give it more energy by just acknowledging that it is there. So let us take a deep breath and feel that energy within each of us. And we feel the energy of the flame rising from our heart to our high heart, awakening the brain within the heart, where we think it in the heart. And we feel that energy, we feel that divine love. We feel the beauty. And we see to the south a beautiful crystal of blue. And from this crystal of blue comes a beautiful flame, a laser of blue light. And it connects with the golden flame within our heart, awakening us to communication, awakening us to the beauty of who we are, and energizing the golden flame. And then from the north, we see a beautiful green crystal, emerald green crystal. And from this emerald green crystal comes a beautiful beam of light and connects with the golden flame, bringing us healing and transformation and transmutation. We feel this energy within ourselves. As it energizes the golden flame and enters into the flame, and to the east we have the violet crystal. And from the violet crystal comes a beautiful beam of violet light, connecting with the golden flame, energizing the golden flame. It awakens our spirituality. It gives energy to the flame that burns within us. It allows everything to flow within us with great ease. And to the west there is an indigo crystal. And from this indigo crystal comes a beautiful beam of indigo light connecting with the golden flame, energizing the golden flame with the love of the Divine Mother. And we feel that love within our hearts, energizing us, taking us to a new place of understanding, a new place of love, of being, of knowing. And now we go to Tara in Ireland, and we connect with the golden flame there. A huge golden flame that's flowing out into the world, out into the cosmos, from Tara in Ireland, with the energy that transmutes everything that no longer serves humanity. And we feel that energy, we connect with that energy, we feel it in our heart. This amazing energy. And we travel along the ley line to the Great Pyramid at Giza in Egypt. And out through this, the pyramid of the Great Pyramid, out to the top, comes a beautiful golden flame, awakening the people of Egypt to the ancient wisdom, to the beauty of who they are, to their connection to Atlantis, awakening them to the energy of Atlantis and to the sacred wisdom that it brought them, taking the people of Egypt to a whole new place within the world, awakening them to their true holy purpose. And this flame now comes along the ley line back to Tara and weaves itself on the right around the golden flame. And now we travel along the ley line from Tara to Lake Titicaca in Peru. And there we connect with the golden flame that emanates from the great lake of Lake Titicaca, the great waters, the crystalline waters, again connected to ancient Atlantis, the energies of ancient Atlantis. And this energy is flowing out through Peru, and Bolivia, and all of South America, all of the Americas. The energy of awakening us to our true and holy purpose. And now we bring this energy back along the ley line to Tara, and it connects with the golden flame at Tara, weaving itself in from the left. And now we have the threefold flame burning, and we become part of that threefold flame. And it lifts us to a new place of understanding, a new level of understanding. And from our heart, we can send the flame out to wherever it is we would like to in the world. We can send it to the Oval Office, energizing the flame that we have anchored in the Oval Office, transmuting all that no longer serves humanity. We are the builders of the new dawn as we allow this energy, the energy of love, of the pathway of love, to flow freely through us. and to bring forth the new dispensation of the Aquarian Age, of the Divine Mother, of the Divine Feminine, the Christ Consciousness, the Unified Consciousness. And as we allow that consciousness to flow through us, we awaken ourselves and the world to the beauty of the Aquarian Age. And now the flame moves from our high heart all the way up to our throat chakra, to communication. And we invoke the energy of Gemini, the sign of communication. And the flame burns deep. And it allows us to say what we truly feel. And with the tone of our voice, the energy of the threefold flame flows through us, the sound of our voice. The sound of our voice is the new temple. It's the new temples, the mobile temples that we are emanating energy out into the world. And that energy does its job. And we are blessed. And then we move the energy further along, and we move it up to our third eye. And here we become great seers. We awaken ourselves to the beauty of the gifts of the Mother, of clairvoyance, clairaudience, our psychic abilities, our knowing. And that knowing takes us to a new place of understanding. And our thoughts emanate out into the world. Our thoughts are of non-judgment. We are observers. Because as an observer, we are the builder of a new dawn. We are not in judgment of what is happening in the world now. We are here to hold the space, to be the builder. And through the gifts of the Mother that flow through our third eye, we are able to do all of this. And we feel the connection to the Mother. We feel the love. And we are grateful for our gifts, the gifts of Spirit. And then the flame moves on up to our crown chakra, opening out through our crown chakra, connecting us to the cosmos. Because we are cosmic temples. And the energy flows through us, out into the world, just by our very presence, wherever we are. We are change agents. As the flame flows through us, it brings with it the change, the necessary change. All we have to do is think in our heart and feel that flame. And it flows out through our crown chakra, touching the world, emanating out into the world, transmuting all that no longer serves us, no longer serves humanity. We feel it. We know it. We watch the change. Nothing shocks us. We stay out of negativity. We stay out of fear. Because the energy that emanates from us takes us to a whole new place of understanding. We are conscious of the energy that flows through each of us, the energy of the threefold flame. And the energy moves on up and connects with our soul star, which is about 8 inches above our head. And here we connect with the soul star, again with our holy purpose, with our blueprint, taking us to that place of knowing. And as we rest with our soul star and embrace it, we feel the beauty of who we are. We are blessed. And from the soul star, we shoot a golden arrow with a golden thread attached to it, out into the cosmos, up to the sun behind the sun, connecting with infinite spirit. And as we see this golden cord, the flame moves on up through the golden cord, as does our energy. And we climb the golden cord all the way up to infinite spirit, connecting us, holding us to divine love. We feel the divine love. We embrace the divine love. And the flame carries us higher and higher as we connect with infinite spirit. And we rest in the arms of infinite spirit and feel all of the beauty of who we are, all of the divine love. And then when we are ready, we come back into the room, into our world, grateful for all that we have experienced. So it is.
That was lovely. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Are you still there?
I am, yes.
Are you on Malta?
I'm on Malta, yeah. Yeah. So it's an amazing, beautiful island.
Where about are you?
we're in...
What town?
St. Julian.
Mm. I used to live in the Shar.
Oh, okay. Very lovely. Yeah. It's a beautiful place. The temples are amazing here. Absolutely amazing.
How long have you been there?
A week.
Oh.
Yeah.
Nice.
We leave tomorrow.
How's the weather been?
Oh, the weather's been absolutely fantastic. And we've been at about 80 degrees the whole time we were here.
Did you come by boat? Or did you fly to Malta?
Oh, we flew to Malta.
Mm.
Yeah. And we flew from, well, most of us flew through London. Some people flew through where did they fly to?
Brussels or something.
Rome.
Oh, yeah. Mm.
Some flew to Rome. And we had that. And tomorrow night we fly to Sicily for a week. And we're doing all of the sacred sites in Sicily. Well, not all of them, but quite a few.
Oh, gosh. That's fantastic.
Yeah.
It's fantastic. For a whole week, you're going to be in Sicily?
Yep.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for this. That was so necessary.
Well, good. I'm delighted that you liked it.
What time is it where you are?
It's right now. It is 3:31 in the morning.
Oh my goodness! So the moon is just really
ablaze. The moon is fantastic right now. Yeah.
Oh gosh. Well, I'll be thinking of you when the moon comes up here.
Okay, where are you located?
The sun hasn't even gone down yet. I'm in mountain time.
Oh yeah,
I'm mountain time.
It's 7:32 in mountain time right now.
That's right, and the sun.
Yeah, because my computer's on mountain time. I live in Montrose, Colorado. Yeah.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Where do you live in mountain time?
Oh, we've met. This is Marcia.
Oh, Marcia, how are you?
I'm good. I'm really good, and I'm so, you know, I hate to be envious because I just think it's a waste of energy, but I cannot help myself. It's kind of a luxurious envy that I have right now where you are, and I appreciate it so much, and I appreciate you sharing what you do, and I just, God, it's just fantastic.
Yeah.
It's interesting because it's like the outside layer of my skin is moving. Like my hairs are moving. Like the hairs on my body are moving. And it was just a great experience. Thank you so much. And I wish your trip well and enjoy Sicily. And I look forward to laying my eyes on you again soon, someday.
Oh, okay, terrific. Me
too. I really do, yeah. And I, you know, I'm going to be going to Glenwood Springs, so I definitely will get in touch with you before I go. It won't be for until like sometime this summer I have to go to Glenwood. And I'm going to make sure to coordinate it when you're home and I can pop in. I can pop in and visit you. That'd be so great. Well, thank you. Thank you very much. You need to get to sleep.
Okay, Marcia.
Okay. You have a wonderful, wonderful sleep.
I will.
I'll talk to you soon. Thank you so much. Okay.
Blessings.
Thank
you. Bye.
Blessings.